This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're joined now by Kevin Balfe. He's the organizer of the national event bringing together true crime enthusiasts from throughout the world, CrimeCon. And the third annual CrimeCon is being hosted in New Orleans, June 7 through 9. So it's actually next week. This is May 31st. So good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, when I say true crime enthusiasts, you've got people from all kinds of, you've got prosecutors, lawyers, writers, actors. It's going to be quite a collection of journalists, quite a collection of people in New Orleans.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited this year. It's, you know, people hear true crime and sort of think of either the thing that they watch, if it's a Dateline or, you know, back when I grew up, Cops. But the reality is, yeah, the genre spans everything from, you know, the police side and the criminal investigatory side to the Justice Department. I just heard you talking about the death penalty. Certainly, you know, those are issues that we deal with at the con. And, yeah, we're really fortunate this year. We've got basically all the major networks coming, in addition to just some really great experts in things like forensics and, you know, the nerdier side of true crime, if you will.
Well, 12 days from now, we'll have the 25th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson murder of two people, and Christopher Darden, who unsuccessfully tried to put O.J. in jail, he'll be on hand, as well as retired police detective Tom Lang.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things we try to do with the conference each year is to really pay attention to true crime history as well, and certainly O.J. at the 25-year, that was a seminal case. They still call it the trial of the century. And so, we wanted to have that representation. Columbine was another one that just celebrated an anniversary, and we have a survivor coming to tell her story. And, yeah, on the O.J. side, I talked to Mr. Darden the other day, and I said, are you sick of talking about this yet? And he said, no, but I think, you know, let's learn from the past, right? And so I think his presentation is going to really be focused around, he became a defense attorney, which not a ton of people know, but literally the day the verdict in the OJ case came out was his last day as a prosecutor. So for the last 25 years, he's been on the defense side. And, you know, he said, I learned a ton of lessons in that trial, from the media side to, you know, how to properly handle evidence and everything else. And so I want to use those lessons and that framework from history to really talk about more current day issues and trials and some other things that he's involved in.
Well, another person who was involved in the Simpson trial, internationally recognized forensic scientist Dr. Henry Lee, will be on hand, as well as none other than the prosecutor and television personality Nancy Gray. She's been with you for all three of your events, hasn't she?
Nancy's been there from the start, and we love her. She evokes strong passions, and I think that makes always for really interesting discussions. She always has the ballroom on their feet. She's an unabashed advocate for justice, and you know her background. Her fiance was murdered. She became a prosecutor. That's her point of view, and she doesn't shy away from it. Fans who love her, love her. The fans who loathe her, or the folks who loathe her, stay away from her. But we, you know, as organizers, we think that she just puts on a terrific presentation every year.
It's the CrimeCon conference, the biggest true crime event in the world, and it's June 7th through the 9th, as in 7 days from now, at the Hilton New Orleans Riverside, presented by Oxygen, the network for crime. And if you'd like more information, you can go to crimecon.com, and I suspect you'll have several thousand of your closest friends there, Kevin.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really fun weekend. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the information, and good luck to you. Hope you have a good time in New
Orleans.
Thank you,
Jim.
Thank you, Kevin. We're joined in our remaining time with Catherine Diaz. She is part of a group called Louisiana Parents for Vaccine Rights, and she and her group have sprung into action in a big way because of the vaccinations for measles that have been strongly recommended. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that there have been 971 known cases in the United States so far this year, the worst outbreak since 1992. And yesterday, Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the CDC, says, again, I want to reassure parents that vaccines are safe. They do not cause autism. The greater danger is the disease that the vaccination prevents. And, Catherine, I think you have a different point of view. Of course, the President of the United States at times has indicated he shares your point of view. But he still is now is the leader of the free world and is president of the United States, is calling for people to get vaccines for measles. What do you think about where we are right now?
Well, thank you so much for having me. Where I think we are right now is I believe that each individual family, the parents must decide for themselves. So as you mentioned, LAPVR, and folks, your listeners can go to lapvr.org and get some more information. But I believe that each parent has to decide what's best for their child. Individual, medical, taking into account, each individual child or even your own person, because now the CDC is also calling for adults to be, revaccinated.
All right. Measles killed, according to national and international reports, 110,000 people in 2017, mostly children under five. Why would you want to take the chance on not getting vaccinated?
Because I've actually done my research. If you go to the CDC and you actually search out North America deaths, you will find that two people have died, and one actually was labeled as measles-related or measles-like illness. And sorry, it's my son making noise there. What you will find is that in North America, there have been only two deaths attributed to measles-related illness. Now, however, if you actually go to the VAERS website, which is the Vaccine Adverse Reporting website, you will find in the same time frame, and I have conveniently pulled those up for you to look at, there were over 46 deaths linked to the MMR vaccine. So as a parent who has done her research using government websites such as the CDC and Health and Human Services, I have found that here in North America, because we have good sanitation and, we have high nutrition for our children, that we're not at risk as, say, the children in Africa or in South America. Now, if I was to live in the Sudan, I may vaccinate my child.
Are you vaccinating your children now?
My child has some shots, but I'm the old believer. I'm an older mom. I was vaccinated, and I turned out okay. But when you look at the actual schedule from 1972, when I was born, and you look at the schedule of today, it's pretty alarming. There so many vaccines? And that's why I believe that parents should choose.
All right, Catherine, but independent of whether you die from measles, I had it when I was in college at LSU, and I lived in a dorm, and surprisingly, when I went to the infirmary, they just sent me back to my dorm because they said it was so widespread on campus, this was 40 years ago, that there was no use trying to quarantine anybody.
So what has changed?
But the thing is, it was very uncomfortable, and I'd rather not have had it, and if I had gotten a vaccine, I might very well have been able to avoid this. And might have done better in school that semester. So.
But now you have lifelong immunity.
So are you saying? Yeah, now I do. Now are you saying that?
But the vaccine actually
wanes. By the way, there are two
wanes.
Forms of measles, and I had both of them. So, but are you saying that that others shouldn't get it, or is this just an individual choice that you're advocating?
I believe, as does LAPVR, that each individual family must decide for themselves. I'm about parental choice. I'm about keeping the government out of my home and my medical, decisions. Everybody has to decide for themselves. And upon, the research that I've done, like I said, going to the government websites and pulling up those PubMed studies, I have made a decision that, with regards to the mass vaccination, the schedule of today, it's not right.
Tim on Corsi, you're on the air with Catherine Diaz, and she is with Louisiana Parents for Vaccine Rights. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jim. I just tuned in to start listening and started hearing this, and there's this thing called herd immunity, where there's all sorts of people that cannot get vaccinations for all sorts of reasons, because of their immune systems or whatnot, or they're too young or too old. But if everyone else is vaccinated, those people are less likely to get sick from, say, the measles, which can cause secondary problems like pneumonia, which are measle-like, but not exactly measles. So,
all right. We've got a few more people on, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to get to all of you, but I want to get Donna in Mid-City on, and then we'll have Catherine respond. Donna, good morning. Thank you, Tim, for calling. I appreciate your comments. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi. Quickly, your guest is saying that she doesn't want the government involved in her life. So what is her position on abortion? Thank you.
All right. Well, that's not necessarily relevant, and I'll give the guests the option to answer that or not answer it. What's your take on that?
I really think we should keep this focused on parental rights with vaccines.
But the government does get involved in any number of ways in our lives. So, and we benefit from government involvement in our lives. But you're saying this is too far to make it a forced situation.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you look at the Nuremberg Code, you know, from the 1940s with regards to the experimentation that was done on, you know, a whole classification of peoples. You know, the government cannot force a procedure, especially a medical procedure, and one that has been proven recently through FOIA, if I'm saying that right, FOIA request, that there's a lot of fraud and abuse in, as far as with regards just to the MMR and then also with the mumps. Right now there's lawsuits going on against these pharmaceutical companies for fraud and abuse.
Okay. Well, according to the CDC, there were 400 to 500 deaths in the United States last year from measles, but you say there were deaths from the vaccine, and
that's absolutely not true. There's no, I'd love to be able to see where on the CDC website that it does say that.
Got to roll, but thanks for joining us. Happy 89th birthday to Clint Eastwood. Until Monday, when Stephanie Regal hosts, stay tuned.